This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 30th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Appearing on Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, said the situation is dire for Afghan Christians.
Well, as you can imagine, the Christians are terrified. You know, there's the Christians that were around the airport, and then there's 10 to 12,000 Christians in the country. Some of these Christians, especially some of those around the airport, were known. They've come out and said, hey, we're Christians. We're not going to hide. And for this group, you can imagine what life is like. So absolute terror. There's panic attacks. Every time there's a knock on the door, they're wondering if they're going to be dragged out and shot. Look, there's phone calls being made to Christians. And those phone calls go something like, we know you're a Christian. We're coming for you. The Taliban is going around door to door and asking, hey, who's going to mosque? Who's not going to mosque? Have you been to mosque? For the Christians that have been underground and hidden, it's one thing. For those who have been out in the open, everyone's terrified, but especially that group, it is a very, very hair-raising experience.
If you'd like to help the Afghan Christians, you can donate through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 26 and 27 says, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida, a former Green Beret who served in Afghanistan, accused the White House on Wednesday of not being honest with the American people about what is really going on in Afghanistan, and that it contradicts what he and his colleagues are hearing in private meetings, reports CNSNews.com.
We've received a series of briefings the last several days, and it is very clear that this White House is not being honest with the American people. We're hearing very different things behind closed doors from these briefers. The Defense Department, in no uncertain terms, told Biden and his White House to leave a residual force behind and to not do this. The intelligence community was clear that Al-Qaeda 3.0 will come roaring back with the Taliban, that they are married at the hip and they fully intend to attack the United States again. And then finally, we have Americans right now, not just behind enemy lines in Kabul, but outside of Kabul. And there is a capability to go get them, but the White House isn't authorizing it. Either they are lying, heartless, clueless, or all of the above.
A group of churches that includes the charity arm of Bishop T.D. Jakes's The Potter's House are raising aid for approximately 25,000 Haitian families affected by the recent severe earthquake there, reports the Christian Post. United Megacare, the humanitarian group of The Potter's House, announced Monday that they are joining Perfecting Faith Church of New York and Tabernacle of Glory in Miami, Florida, to provide relief to Haitians in need. Supplies like tents, non-perishable food, and emergency supplies are all part of the kits being developed. Hurricane Ida's initial impact began early Sunday as the outer bands brought heavy rain to the Louisiana coast. The Category 4 hurricane, packing sustained winds of 150 miles per hour, came ashore at 11:55 a.m. Central Standard Time near Port Fourchon, Louisiana. Ida has become the first landfalling hurricane on United States soil in 2021, and AccuWeather forecasters, expecting extreme impacts for the Gulf Coast, have rated Ida a 4 on the AccuWeather Real Impact Scale for hurricanes. And finally, Ed Asner, the tough guy with the soft side who starred as the newsroom boss Lou Grant on the legendary sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show and on his own hard-hitting TV drama, died Sunday of natural causes, according to The Hollywood Reporter. He was 91. He earned 7 Emmy Awards for his acting work. His family said on Twitter, quote, "We are sorry to say that our beloved patriarch passed away this morning peacefully. Words cannot express the sadness we feel. With a kiss on your head, good night, Dad. We love you." End quote. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says, "Just as people are destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, August 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.